My name is Taha Yassin. I'm 33 years old. I have been Muslim for 7 years now. I converted to Islam in Egypt, in Cairo, in Al-Azhar University.
ضيفنا اليوم اختاره الله من بيئة صعبة في بولندا ونقله الله إلى بريطانيا ووضع بين يديه القرآن وهدى قلبه بآية واحدة.
I was born in Poland. I had a different name at the time of birth, Rafał Ozarek. We as humans, we can't choose where we are born, but we definitely can choose how we live.
عاش طه مراهقته بظروف أسرية صعبة، وكانت بولندا في ذلك الوقت ضعيفة اقتصاديا، وفرص العمل فيها قليلة، فقرر طه أن يسافر للمملكة المتحدة بحثا عن العمل.
I wanted to see more. I was ambitious. I was aspiring to something better than what I had there. So I made my decision and I left the country.
أول رحلة لك إلى لندن، أول انتقال لك من بولندا إلى لندن طبعا قبل إسلامك. عندما وصلت إلى لندن كيف كانت حياتك؟
I came to the UK when I was 19. I came to seek better opportunities which I didn't have in my country. I was trying to find a job, and that's when I came across Hatem in one of the restaurants. He was working there. He was a kitchen manager at that time there.
ولقيت الاخ طه كان واقف برا المطعم، كنت انا شغال مدير جوه هنا، فزي ما كنت شيء الهي كده سالته بتدور على شغل كده، قال لي قلت له خلاص اتفضل لان انا محتاج عمال وكده. فتقريبا يعني من 15 سنة أعرفه في الفترة دي، ده البداية اللي كانت بيني وبينه.
He was ما شاء الله very very nice, friendly, very happy Egyptian guy. Like I saw him at that time, he was so so helpful. These traits back in Poland, you don't meet people like this. Whenever I visited his place, I just felt like I'm at home. He was like a family to me in the beginning.
يعني كانت علاقتنا قوية جدا لدرجة إن هو سكن معايا بيت واحد.
عمل فترة في هذا المطعم، ولكن شعر طه أن ما حقق طموحه في هذا المطعم، فقرر أن يكمل دراسته في جامعة ليدز، وقدر الله بأنه اختار تخصص اللغة العربية والإسلامية، ومن هنا بدأت علاقة طه مع الإسلام.
I didn't really know anything about Islam, and the only experience of Arabs that I had was my Egyptian friend. So both the language and the study of the religion were very new to me.
عشت حياة شبابية متقلب في المعاصي الكثيرة التي كان يعيشون فيها كثير من الشباب الغربيين. هل كنت سعيد بهذه الحياة؟
No, I was happy in the beginning. Life was seemed to be great for a short period of time. Going to work and then meeting your friends, going out, and that was about it. There was nothing more into it. I wasn't happy. At some point I became kind of miserable. I felt like there's so much more into life than just this. I started praying to God like how I knew him back then, like how they taught me to pray. I really, really needed guidance. I needed him. I asked him, please, just find me, show me the way, I will follow, just show me the way.
ما كانش يعرف حاجة عن الإسلام أساسا، شاكر ما يعرفش، يعني كنت ما أجي أتكلم في أي حاجة الإسلام وهو ما يدركش إيه كلمة إسلام دي ما يعرفهاش.
ثبتني يا الله على طريق الهدى، ثبتني يا الله على طريق الهدى، فكل ما أخشى سوء الختام غدا.
أول مرة سمعت فيها القرآن قبل الإسلام، أول مرة تسمع فيها كلام الله سبحانه وتعالى، متى كان وأين كان؟
I was sitting in the nice big auditorium at a very old English university, and there was standing there my English professor with a very strong projecting English voice, reading the Quran and explaining it to us. And the way he projected his voice in the auditorium and the way he spoke about the Quran, it was so encouraging in a way that I considered studying it myself.
بدأ يقرأ معاني القرآن المترجمة باللغة الإنجليزية، وذلك بسبب طريقة قراءة الدكتور الذي كان معه في الجامعة، واعتاد أن يقرأ القرآن وترجمة معاني القرآن ولكن دون البحث عن الحقيقة، ويقول بسبب تشويه الإعلام لصورة الإسلام. وفي يوم من الأيام تغيرت حياة طه.
I was alone in my room at that time, and we had the lights went out in the house, and I was staying in my room, and I lit the candle, and I thought I was gonna do some reading. So I was lying in my bed at that time, and I was reading my only translation of the Quran. This is the translation that I got from the Leeds University Library, and I kept on carrying it with me everywhere I went, basically, later on. So as I was reading at the candlelight and I was going through the text, suddenly out of nowhere the candle just flipped, and because it was already night time the room became pitch black, and I got so scared. I was never that scared. I literally couldn't move, and after maybe 60 seconds or 2 minutes, I don't know how long that was, so I kind of recovered and lit up the candle again, and I looked at the copy of the book, and as the wax was still moving across the text, I started reading. In the creation of the heavens and earth, in the alternation of night and day, in the ships that sail the seas with goods for people, in the water which God sends down from the sky to give life to the earth when it has been barren, scattering all kinds of creatures over it, in the changing of the winds and clouds that run their appointed courses between the sky and earth, there are signs in all these for those who use their mind.
ما هي الرسالة التي وصلتك من هذه الآية؟
In this ayah, Allah says that in all of this, in our daily life, wherever you look, there are signs in there for those who use their minds. For me, that was the major point, because I was so much into signs and I was looking for the guidance from God for such a long time and with such persistence. To me, that was a sign that I could not ignore anymore. ما ذقت في الدنيا سعادة حتى اهتديت إلى العبادة يا راحتي لما اهتديت. And from that moment I started reading the book, taking it very seriously and going through it. And if you go through my copy, it's a bit in pieces, but from that time I took it everywhere with me. I traveled the world with it and I was always reading it. قرآني آياته كم أسعدت وجداني أحزاني ذبلت وفاح الزهر في شطآني.
بعد التأثر بهذه الآية، هل دخلت إلى الإسلام مباشرة ونطقت الشهادة؟
No, not directly. I was very much into researching and reading from that moment. The next year the university sent us for a year abroad. The course has a policy where it sends half of the group to, at that time, to Maghreb, Morocco, and the other half of the group to Egypt. Now I very much wanted to go to Egypt because Hatem's nephew while he was in the UK. We became very close friends. And at that time, Hatem's nephew was already back in Egypt. And the teacher said, "You're going to Egypt." Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
وهو الشفيع هو الرفيق يا هايمان هل تستفيق وترى السعادة والنجاة قد كان لي أغلى طريق وهو
And going to Egypt, you see, before I went to Egypt, I had the theoretical knowledge of Islam, but I still didn't know the Muslims. When I went to Egypt and I stayed with Hatem's nephew, I reached a point where I knew that Islam was right, but still there was this fear that I will betray my country, I will betray my family, I will betray the whole tradition that they've raised me in. It was difficult. Until one night I was asleep and I had a dream. In that dream, I died. I don't know how I died, but I opened my eyes in that dream. I knew where I was, and I knew that I just died.
استيقظ طه مباشرة، فذهب إلى صديق الذي كان معه في السكن، فقال له قم، أريد الآن أن أنطق بالشهادة.
I went straight to my friend. He was sleeping in next door. I woke him up and I said, "Ya Muhammad, I want to accept Islam." He changed, I changed, and we went to Al-Azhar. Well, it was a very difficult decision for me to take my Shahada. And when we went to Al-Azhar, we sat there in front of the two muftis. The first question was, why you want to become Muslim, what do you know about Islam, and so on, and do you want to change your name? He asked me to repeat after him. So I repeated it. I said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And from that moment, it was like, it's the kind of feeling like I feel for people who are not Muslims, because, you know, it's like there's something over their eyes and they can't see. For me, when I took my Shahada, it's like almost like as if a veil was removed from in front of my eyes, and suddenly I could see things that I never noticed before. I could tell right from wrong. And then they said, "You are a Muslim now." And both me and my friends, we just smiled and we went out in front of Al-Azhar. We sat down on the bench, we bought some tea, and we were like, is this really it? Am I really a Muslim now? I felt so happy. يا منزل القرآن نورا على أحمد أحسست بطمئنان بالنور لما ابتدى. Islam is the way of life. The Quran is your map. I look at it as a map. We all have the same destination, but the paths differ. Now, we don't know our path. All you have to do is just pick up the Quran, read, and you will know. If you want to succeed in life, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. If you want to succeed, you have to know the Quran.
تريد الفلاح، تريد النجاح، ابحث في القرآن الذين قال عنهم الله سبحانه وتعالى أولئك هم المفلحون. ماذا فعلوا؟ اهتدوا بالقرآن. كيف اهتدوا؟ لأنهم كانوا من المتقين. ما هي صفات المتقين؟ قال الله سبحانه وتعالى الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
قبل الإسلام كنت تعيش الحياة الشبابية المعتادة في الغرب، هل وجدت صعوبة في التخلص من هذا كله بعد الإسلام؟
It was not at all. Alcohol, any intoxicants you can think of, all of this is so insignificant. It's not important at all, because what Allah offers you in return, it's so much more than these little things. So in order to please your Lord, it's so much more important to please your Lord than to please yourself with small, insignificant things. What Islam gives you is this amazing feeling of peace and tranquility. Well, I think my relationship with my parents after becoming a Muslim became so much better. They see a grown-up man, they see someone who's responsible, someone who's very kind to them and very patient with them and is taking care of them. And I don't think they ever expect that they would get this treatment from me, and they are only getting this treatment from me because I'm Muslim. على طريق الهدى ثبتني يا الله على طريق الهدى فكل ما أخشى سوء الختام غدا. For myself, I'd like to take my wife to Mecca, so inshallah this will be possible sometime.
بإذن الله عز وجل. إخوانك وأحبابك في موقع نون القرآني المتخصص في القراءات سوف يحققون بإذن الله عز وجل لك الأمنية كما حققوها لإخوانك وأخواتك الذين دخلوا في الإسلام بإذن الله.
شكرا.
بارك الله.
ربيعي أنس أيامي صديقي بوح أحلامي شفاء الهم والشقوى يداوي جرحي دامي ربيعي.